All right, so this is the board of listers. We'll go around the room, introduce ourselves, and then you'll have 15 minutes to explain what you think the value should be and why. The board may have some questions or comments towards the end after your explanation. They will recess to deliberate. They'll come up with a decision on whether the property should go up, stay the same, or go down in value. And then they will send you a results agreements notice within 14 days of the close of our hearings, which we're looking to close the hearings on July 8th.
Won't find out anything today.
Not today, no. No, they deliberate and then we will send a results agreements notice in the mail. Okay.
My turn.
Well, we'll introduce ourselves. I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Pleasure to meet you.
Robert Vickery.
And Andrew.
Jacques Brochu from 496 Bonanza Park.
All right, great.
Why I'm here, I believe my house has been overvalued. I had the same problem 15 years ago when a reassessment took place. I live in a house, I've been there for 54 years. The house next door to me, Wells, which is the next number up on the street, turns out has an assessment of the value of $50,000 less than mine. Same house, same layout. The house on the other side, two doors down, now presently occupied by Mrs. LeGrand, is the same house, same dimensions, same layout. Her valuation was $469. Mine, it came in at $490 and $100. I don't see a $50,000 difference in value between my house and the house next door. I'm not trying to put her down or just she got something less than she should, but I believe that when the assessing company comes down the block, they tend to come down the street facing it toward our house, and they're looking directly at my home as they come by, and they drive right by some houses that are the same and never notice. So based on that, I feel that a reduction in value is.
Read LeGrand's card.
I can do it on this laptop. Yeah, I'll just print it off.
Yeah.
I hate to think that I'm being punished because we keep a house, a nice looking property, if you will. Not that the others don't look okay, they do fine. I just don't feel that there's a $50,000 difference between my house and my house next door.
Yeah, Andrew's gonna grab that, and we're gonna look at the
differences. Are you right next to LeGrand's? No.
Two doors.
Okay.
Around the corner.
Yeah, I know.
I'm on the short side of the street.
Okay. And do you have hardwood flooring?
Bedrooms.
In the bedrooms?
Two bedrooms.
And
one of the three bedrooms upstairs.
Have hardwood?
That's hardwood. Otherwise, it's carpeting, ceramic tile in the kitchen.
Okay.
Dining room is a floating floor.
Uh-huh. So you had moved in when it was brand new.
It was built for us.
Yeah, wonderful. Who was the builder?
Leo DeFord.
Yeah.
He built all three of these houses he built,
mm-hmm.
that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They were all built the same year. The house next door to me that has the real low appraisal valuation was built the same winter as mine. They were built as two houses that he built through the winter months. We moved in April 1st, and the house next door was occupied within the month after we had moved in.
For 76 Bonanza, I take it. Average condition?
Yes.
Thank you.
So it actually looks like it was myself who spoke to you. I got info at the door from you and info at the door from your neighbor. So I wasn't able to get inside either.
Well, I know, I understand. I talked with these people.
That was me.
And yeah, but I'm after we got the letter from the appraisal company. We visited back and forth and...
Oh, I see.
Expressed our frustration.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I can see two differences. We have their houses having space heater.
Excuse me?
We have their houses a space heater. They do not have, where's yours, for a hot water baseboard.
Yeah,
so there's
a hot water
there's a value difference there for that. And then their house we have as average condition, and your house is being as good condition. So you're maintaining your house.
So we get punished for that?
No. No, your value is more for your property. It's not a... We're just reflecting that the market is gonna reflect that. So if somebody's coming to a house that one's in very good condition, one's in a basic maintenance, the one in good condition is going to sell for more. So those are the two biggest differences I see. But the square footage is
the
same. The
dimensions are the same on all three houses.
Yep. And it's like they've got a larger screen porch in the back.
476 has a screen porch as large as mine.
It's larger.
Larger. So that should offset the space heater somewhat.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. A little bit.
But even then, there's a $20,000 difference in value there.
I don't have any more questions.
No, I don't either. So the board will deliberate and come up with a decision, and you will get a letter from the town of Colchester within 14 days of the close of the hearings. By statute, the turnaround is a lot faster than that, so we're trying to get the letters out as soon as we can.
Yeah. So any ideas on
we'll
what the decision might be? No, not going to get a word here.
Yes, you are. The estimated tax for this year, based on your assessment, is 1.3 as opposed to 2.56, was it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's dropping dramatically. So if you take
the rate.
That's the tax rate. It's down to 1.3. So that affects the amount of taxes you're going to pay.
Yeah, I understand that. But okay. I understand also that the average increase in value in the town was 92%.
I don't know where you got that number, but it's doubled.
Well, mine more than doubled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was 231 and I went to 490. That's $260,000 extra.
Right. Unfortunately, we have a housing shortage and the market just exponentially exploded.
I know what housing has sold for in our neighborhood as well. And I realize that they're more valuable than... I'm not looking for a $230,000 valuation, but something in the neighborhood of a $20,000 reduction in my mind would be reasonable. Just so you know where I feel.
Okay. Yes.
Because as it is, my taxes are going to go up from what they've been, even though the rate is, I realize I'm not totally without some mathematical knowledge that the tax rate is adjusted according to the new values. But if you've, as the letter said, if your increase in your evaluation is over the average, you're going to pay more taxes.
Some people's go up, some people's go down, some people will stay the same. Most people are right around that average.
And, senior citizens, we're on a fixed income. I know that we're not going to get any extra help there, for that matter, because...
That would be something the town has to implement, you know, as a policy.
More like the state.
State, yeah.
Oh, I know.
For your prebate.
Yeah. You've tied it up so much now that you can't get away with anything without going to Montpelier for something. We all pay the price for that one.
Yep.
You know, just like your 1% local tax that we collect. And we got, what, 0.75 on every penny? Because the state takes 0.25 on every cent. So, you know, everybody's got their hands in your pocket. And, from the standpoint of a citizen is concerned, it's a little bit frustrating. You know, even the school system is run by the state now. We don't even have our local schools anymore.
Yeah.
And that's not the way to go.
That's what we vote our representatives in.
What's that?
That's why we vote the representatives in. And we got to make sure we vote the right ones in.
It's hard to tell. If you don't keep up with the news and if you're not online, you see the names on the ballot, but you don't know who's a Republican or who's a conservative or who's not. Nobody knocks on your door to find out, to tell you what they're doing or what they're about, all the other things. Yeah. So it's a shot in the dark, you know?
I'll make sure one of my candidates that I'm in favor of will knock on your door this year.
Well,